The House of Representatives has left the Capitol for the summer, leaving the Senate with an inbox stacked high with legislation that the president would like to sign. That includes trade promotion authority for the White House and a new Department of Homeland Security. But in its remaining week before recess, the Senate is likely to follow its own priorities, which include passing a new prescription drug benefit for seniors. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports on what's coming up in the Senate this week and what's not.
One measure the Senate won't get a chance to clear this week is the bankruptcy reform bill that's been in legislative limbo for years. On Friday, lawmakers thought they finally had a compromise plan that would pass. House leaders scheduled time to bring the measure to the floor, but by late Friday night, the deal was falling apart over an issue that has nothing to do with financial laws. Turns out, abortion politics got in the way, specifically a provision in the bill that prevents the use of bankruptcy to avoid fines assessed in court against anti-abortion protesters. Congressman Mike Pence of Indiana says the compromise worked out on this issue was not good enough for him.
I and a handful of other strong pro-life members of the House of Representatives objected to the compromise language. We objected to the inclusion of this issue in the bankruptcy bill, and we were able to persuade House leadership to pull the bill from the calendar.
The bankruptcy reform would force people who filed for personal bankruptcy to slowly pay back portions of their bills as they can afford it. Pence says this part of the bill had his full support and predicts could still sail through the House of Representatives. But he says he couldn't, in good conscience, let this measure pass.
We simply could not be a party to a piece of legislation that we know could result in financial ruin of families who engage in peaceful protests at abortion clinics.
Senator Chuck Schumer, a vocal abortion rights supporter, told reporters that holding abortion protesters accountable for fines would help protect women's rights. But it's now clear this fight will have to wait until the fall. The Senate has plenty of other issues to attend to, including creation of a new Department of Homeland Security. Today, in a speech to South Carolina Republicans in Charleston, President Bush urged senators to get moving on the bill soon. The president said there had to be better coordination of security efforts.
There's over 100 agencies all involved with securing the homeland in Washington. They're scattered all over the place up there. And when you've got so many agencies, it makes it awfully hard to hold people accountable.
The House passed its Homeland Security bill late Friday night. It combines 22 federal agencies. But what the president really wants to see in the final bill is a provision that would give the administration broad authority to manage the thousands of federal employees who'd be folded into the new agency.
I believe in aligning authority and responsibility in order to get good results. And so I've asked Congress to join me.
But it won't be smooth sailing in the Senate. Democratic Senator Robert Byrd of West Virginia says the president's request for more power over Homeland Security employees poses a serious threat to these unionized workers' collective bargaining rights. The president has said he may veto the bill over this issue, and Senator Fred Thompson of Tennessee says the threat is valid. He explains a new Homeland Security czar or secretary will be forced to deal with existing fraud and abuse problems spread throughout many of the federal agencies that would be merged.
The president and the OMB and all have understood from the very beginning, a new person coming in without the flexibility to deal with a lot of these problems is going to be involved in a failure.
The debate on Homeland Security is expected to come later this week after the Senate wraps up work on a new prescription drug plan. Senators may also bring up the House-passed compromise on trade promotion. This bill would restore a decades-old tradition that gives the president the authority to negotiate new trade deals. In the House, trade-leery Democrats were persuaded to vote for the bill because it included new provisions for health insurance and job training for workers who lose their jobs due to free trade. But the Senate poses special obstacles for the trade bill, especially when time is short and threats of extended debate can be used to derail a vote. After Friday, the Senate is expected to be gone until both chambers reconvene in September. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.